Thousands of people from all over the United States marched on Washington, D.C. to show solidarity against the U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Large numbers of veterans, members of the Arab and Muslim community, students and teachers, and representatives of local anti-war and peace groups and prominent politicians mobilized together to join the demonstration.
Bush said he was going to start drawing down soldiers from Iraq. Obama's promising it hasn't happened yet. Obama greatly enlarged the war in Afghanistan, moved it into Pakistan, violating international law. It was not a war that's declared by Congress, required under the Constitution.
Our presence is a constant agitation. It generates fear, it generates hatred.
I think the wars are illegal and immoral, and they were illegal and immoral when Bush started them. They're illegal and immoral as Obama continues them.
Over 2,000 organizations and individuals endorsed this march on Washington, including Project Shalom.
You know, we are Americans. You know, we don't persecute people because of their religion, but that is exactly what is happening here today. And it is shocking and horrifying to me as an American to see our government attack Muslims because of their religion.
The anti-war demonstration spilled out from Lafayette Park onto Pennsylvania Avenue, directly in front of the White House. Demonstrators made coffins representing the victims from Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, Pakistan, Lebanon, Somalia, Yemen, and USGIs who have been killed in the various fronts of these wars. To date, 4,703 NATO forces have been killed in Iraq and 1,692 in Afghanistan, according to iCasualties.org. Protesters led by war veterans marched through the streets of Washington, D.C., carrying the coffins to organizations which they say profit from and promote wars, including the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, the National Endowment for Democracy, and the Washington Post.
Right now, mainstream media didn't give much attention to this. They're not going to give much of a report about it. And the fact is, they are pro-war. Washington Post, New York Times, they're pro-war.
Activists say this demonstration is reviving the anti-war movement in the United States, which leveled off when Barack Obama was elected president. For Press TV, Rhonda Pence, Washington.